growth and nourishment for life. So the virgin will give birth under that palm tree. That's whatever good happens under the palm tree, because palm tree is maybe the, at the entrance of the heaven, something like that. So he's sleeping under that tree. Why? He's taking shade under that tree. And he himself is the shade of God. Means the shade of the essence of the essence will rest on the shade of the palm tree. Something like that. Ahmed, do you?
I found it actually, it's 1412, I had a little problem with the translation of that.
And something else? Good. Next paragraph. Now see what will happen to this guy. Remember? The first thing was, okay, you're like this, let go of that. This is something new, and this is how it is. You have to see it. Now let him see.
How the ambassador of Rum found the commander of the faithful, Umar, may God be well pleased with him, sleeping under the palm tree.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about one main thing here, which the translation was something else. So he sought him that he might be as a slave to him. What does that mean to you?
Abd, servant.
Yeah, but what is the difference? There is a hell of a difference. The Persian word is bande. And bande, yes, means a slave. But because of something. Persian language is descriptive language. They will describe the stuff. So they are describing this guy as bande. What they mean by that? Band is bond, bondage. A piece of rope. Bande means connected, adjacent, attachment. It's something like that. Means you will be tied to someone with the rope.
Like bayat.
Yes. So if you like that someone, you're in the best position you could be. Because you're connected to the beloved. That's the attitude. And that's a problem, because now even the Iranians, they don't remember that band in bande. And this simply goes on as a slave, as a negative stuff. So be it. We have a lot of negative stuff here. We will say, die, and you should kill this poor, you should not exist, and things like that. But the relationship is like that. Here he said, he was looking for Umar for what? To find the palace. Find a place and thing like that. Now he changed his idea. He was looking for him to be bonded to him. Therefore, the seeker will succeed. We believe that the seeker will succeed if the seeker is looking for bondage. Why? Because from the other part, there is nothing but the bondage. The beloved wants to connect. That's why it is calling, come back to me. This come back to me is for that. So the connection should be done. If you ask for that kind of connection, if you want to be really bonded to the essence. Now.
He came thither and stood afar off. He saw Umar and fell a-trembling. And awe came from the ambassador, from that slumbering man. A sweet ecstasy lodged in his soul. Love and awe are contrary to each other. He saw these two contraries united in his heart.
You see, this is what will happen to you. When? When does this happen to you? This is a very contradictory situation. Awe and good feeling, they are not normally together. One should eliminate the other one, but you will feel it only if what? He saw, Omar. When you see this other side, because that's how we could explain it. Then you have to see it now, okay. The first, look at it, will give you this feeling, this contradiction of having both opposition or both opposite experience inside, yes?
He said to himself, I have seen kings, I have been great and chosen in the presence of sultans. I have no awe or dread of kings. Awe of this man has robbed me of my wits. I have gone into a jungle of lions and leopards, and my face did not change color because of them. Often, where the ranks are arrayed on the field of battle, have I become as a lion at the time when the affair is grievous. Many a heavy blow have I suffered and inflicted. I have been stouter in heart than the others. This man is asleep on the earth, unarmed. I am trembling in my seven limbs. What is this?
Really, what is this? That's a good question, isn't it? Because this new kind of feeling, it's very simple. You could really feel it. Only if you're a little bit grown up, just a bit. A six-year-old boy will not get it. A little bit more grown up when you go around and in one of these tours, let's say you're going to India and you are going around in the forest and you will enter this old temple's courtyard, which is the ruin. And only the birds and the animals are over there. And for so many hundred years, nobody has been there. If entering over there, you will see someone sitting down at the center of that courtyard and pray. What will you do? How do you feel? Do you go around and blow the whistle and talk loud? Or if you are a grown-up, you feel something that will stop you of being loud, and you will be worried about not being vulgar in that situation. Just because you're seeing someone, maybe an actor, practicing some form of prayer. Even that. There is something that could be felt. Right? Here, he will feel it. Then he will ask himself, why? Why is it so? The simple answers could be there. He explained a lot of them not valid. You could say, okay, because he's a weak man, he said, no, I fight it with lions even, and I'm a strong man. I could feel it. You should say, because this is a nobody that is very shy. He said, no, I was in the presence of the kings and I don't give a damn. And all that explanation that, regardless of who you are, you could feel this. Why? Do you want to know why? Really? He will tell you why.
This is awe of God. It is not from created beings. It is not awe of this man who wears the frock of a dervish. Whoever is afraid of God and has chosen fear of God, the jinn and mankind and everyone who sees are afraid of him.
No, the translation was not that